nation's economy created 18,000 jobs in June, and the unemployment rate is up to 9.2%.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It was another lackluster employment report from the Labor Department today. Lousy in that government job cuts ramped up, and manufacturing, which had shown some encouraging signs, was also lackluster as well. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS MoneyWatch. She's with us from New York, as she is every Friday morning. Morning, Jill.
Good morning.
We've had all these reports, that have pointed to Japan and weather and these temporary factors that are blamed for slowing things down. But do you think this is pointing to something bigger?
Well, I think this has been a slow growth recovery from the start. Yes, those temporary factors negatively impacted the first half of the year with growth at about 2%. But remember, last year we only averaged 2.9%. That has kept us in a jobless recovery.
Hey, Jill, what does this say about the chance of a recovery with jobs taking hold?
Well, I think this is just going to be a long slog. At this year's pace of job creation, it will take another 4 years to get back where we were before the recession. You know, but sometimes we forget just how severe this recession really was. Remember, just a couple of years ago, we were losing 600,000-700,000 jobs a month.
Yeah.
So listen, it stands to reason when the hole is just that deep. Gosh, it's going to take a long time, and I'm sorry, but it really affects so many Americans, it's just not going to be fast.
We were creating at the beginning of the year a quarter of a million, I think, per month. And then the past 2 or 3 months, it's really ticked down, right?
Yes. And I think that we can expect a second half recovery. I just don't think it's going to be a buoyant recovery.
Jill Schlesinger, editor at large over at CBS MoneyWatch in New York. Jill, thanks.
Great to be with you.
The jobs report today is not what the White House wants to hear, especially as the president and congressional leaders debate a debt ceiling deal that includes big cutbacks to government programs. In other words, big federal job cuts. Does that mean there will be an even bigger call for more stimulus spending to create jobs? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
In fact, we're already seeing in this morning's job numbers what happens when stimulus runs out. Governments cut 39,000 workers in June. Gary Burtless of the Brookings Institution says maintaining stimulus spending would put more money in consumers' pockets and keep down unemployment benefit costs.
We have a huge deficit because we have terrible unemployment. But nonetheless, the narrative that says the debt or the deficit is our problem is dominating political discourse these days.
But Burtless thinks any more stimulus spending to get people back to work is dead in the water.
At the moment, there are only Democrats in favor of more federal direct spending to add to payrolls. So if we're going to find common ground among the political parties, it has to be, I think, tax cuts.
The most likely candidate, a payroll tax holiday for employers to encourage them to hire up. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, markets are down, as you would expect. The S&P off more than 1%. Same for the NASDAQ. The Dow down 126 points at 12,593. European shares turned lower after the U.S. employment report came out as well. News Corporation stock is down today as much as 4%. That's after News Rupert Murdoch's media empire is shuttering the British tabloid News of the World over a phone hacking scandal.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ.
Well, astronauts are aboard the Space Shuttle Atlantis. That's after NASA said this morning launch is a go if weather permits. There is a 70% chance of rain there in Florida. If it happens, it's going to be the last liftoff of the 30-year-old U.S. shuttle program. Some say it could mean an end to American dominance in space. But who's going to fill that void? Reporter Christopher Worth tells us about an unexpected contender.
And the newest entrant to the space race is the Isle of Man, a tiny island in the middle of the Irish Sea between Britain and Ireland. And I've come for the unveiling of a pair of old Soviet space stations once used for spying on the United States.
Hello. Welcome to the Isle of Man space program.
Buckner Hightower is here from Texas. He's the CEO of a company called Excalibur Almaz that's based on the island. It plans to turn these relics of the Cold War into hotels for space tourists orbiting the Earth.
The view will be literally incomparable.
The Isle of Man is best known as an offshore banking center, but over the last several years, it's begun using that reputation to lure private space companies from the U.S. and Europe. Chris Stott is with Mansat, the agency in charge of marketing the island as a hub for the commercial space sector.
We're 80,000 people. We can't really have our own NASA, but what we can do is take that financial expertise that we have, go to the space industry and say to them, we can actually help you be more profitable.
Last year, the aerospace consultancy Ascend ranked the Isle of Man fifth among countries most likely to return to the moon. But Tim Crane of the island's Department of Economic Development says that doesn't mean it will be the next Cape Canaveral.
The Isle of Man is basically located under the main transatlantic flight path between the U.S. and Europe,
leaving little room for rockets blasting off towards the stars. In fact, most of the island's fledgling space industry is made up of satellite companies handling the dull but essential details of commercial spaceflight.
The Isle of Man entities will procure launches, they'll take out insurance policies, they'll order satellite builds.
All in all, those companies are expected to rake in upwards of $1.5 billion over the next 5 years, which gets at what might be the true reason space businesses are setting up shop here. Corporation tax on the island is a whopping, well, there is no corporation tax. And the top income tax rate, a mere 20%. On the Isle of Man, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, on the heels of this week's announcement that Facebook will offer Skype video chat on the giant social network, the creator of the other social network, MySpace, told PC Magazine that MySpace had video chat way back in 2004. But the company's founder said people weren't ready for video chat back then. They may be ready for it now, but just not on MySpace anymore. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Rocket science company SpaceX has goals that you might call astronomical.
I think that we should be focused on establishing a self-sustaining human civilization on Mars.
I'm Tess Vigeland, and out of this world conversation from the corner office with the CEO of SpaceX, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.